For a faster, easier way to clean porcelain and enamelware, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. Makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Now a word to you ladies who already know how much time and work you can save with Babbo. You may not be getting the full benefits from this modern grease-dissolving cleaner. For example, Babbo is wonderful for cleaning Venetian blinds, stainless steel cutlery, for removing burnt-on foods from ovens and cooking dishes. You'll find it excellent for cleaning Pyrex ware, glass coffee makers. And here's the reason Babbo can work such wonders. Today, 90% of your daily scouring is caused by grease. And Babbo was specifically created to dissolve grease. With grease gone, dirt and stains wipe gently away. It's thorough, easy. You're through with astonishing speed. Today, get grease-dissolving Babbo, B-A-B-O. And now, Laura Lawton. Laura has learned some astonishing news from the nurse who took care of her husband, Peter Carver, before he disappeared from the hospital in Washington. It is news that has brought her to her husband's shipyards late at night. She's going through Peter's personal file so intently that she does not realize her friend, Stephen Grant, the young naval architect, is standing in the doorway watching her until he now speaks.
Hello.
Oh, Stephen. Hello.
Lose something, Laura?
No, it's here. I'll find it.
Nice. You know, of course, this is a private office. What are you, a lady spy?
That's just what I am, Stephen.
Well?
I'm spying on someone. I'll tell you all about it when I find what I'm looking for.
All right. I'll wait.
Why are you here so late?
Oh, odds and ends of work to do.
Oh, here it is.
What you were looking for?
Hmm. This is it? Isn't it wonderful to have a good memory?
Yes, it is.
As good as mine, I mean. I knew I'd seen this somewhere. Dear Mr. Carver, Bessie and I are having a real good time. The cabin is fine, and I certainly want to thank you again for the money. Come up here sometime, and we'll get ourselves some fish at a good place.
Laura.
Only 10 miles from Mercury. The driving is bad from there, but you could take it. That's all for now, Mr. Carver. And thanks again from your grateful foreman.
Bert Harris.
That's where Peter is, Stephen. With Bert Harris, with his wife, probably, up at the fishing cabin. That's where he's been all the time since he disappeared from the hospital.
Oh.
Well, why aren't you surprised, Stephen? Why do you take it so calmly? Don't you see what this means? We're going to find Peter.
Mr. Chubb and I came to that same conclusion just about 24 hours ago.
Oh,
how did you get wind of it?
Bert Harris went to Edith Bailey, remember, Peter's nurse, and asked her for headache pills like Peter's.
No kidding.
She was right on the alert about it, Stephen. She got Dr. Mercer to give him a prescription, and they're going to trace it, only they don't have to now, because I found this letter. I know where the fishing cabin is, 10 miles from Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
My car is ready, Stephen, and I'm going.
You think you are?
I know I am, Stephen. Will you come with me?
Laura, you stay home and let me go. I was going anyway.
No, I'm going too, Stephen. Stephen, it's Peter. He's there. I know he's there.
Laura, there may be trouble. Excitement. A lot of brawling. Bert Harris isn't too stable.
Well, that's all the more reason why I should be there. Peter, I have to be near him, Stephen. Please don't argue with me.
When you look at me like that, Laura, I can't argue with you.
You're such a good friend.
Do you know your eyes are like stars right now?
Are they?
Star of Hope. Isn't there a song or a poem about that?
I don't know.
I think there is, but I've forgotten it. Laura, I wish I were Peter Carver.
Stephen.
And that I were the cause of those stars in your eyes and the hope that's beating in your heart. And I wish that, like Peter Carver, I could be your whole world.
He is my whole world. I realize that every day and every night. I realize it more than ever when Edith Bailey came to me bringing me hope about Peter. It was as though she'd walked into my house with her hands full of fragrant, lovely spring flowers, as if she were giving me happiness and a future and joy. And they were spilling out of her hands and the room lit up and... I sound quite mad, don't I?
No. Just in love.
Yes, that's it. And I may see him tonight, Stephen. I may see Peter tonight.
And 10 miles from Mercury, in the cabin that Bert Harris built, his wife, Bessie, sits opposite him in the kitchen.
What you looking at, Bessie?
Oh, nothing, Bert.
Give me the willies. Make me look behind myself all the time, as if there was a face at the window.
There's no window behind you, Bert.
No. No, there isn't.
Bert, I want to talk to you. Nice and quiet. And I don't want you to hit me.
Oh, I'm not going to hit you, Bessie. Unless you start batting at me to take Mr. Peter back to Washington.
That's what I want to talk to you about.
You better not.
He wants to go, Bert. He talks to me about it. He keeps asking to go.
You're crazy.
He loved her.
His wife? Now I know you're crazy. He hates her.
Only when he's sick, Bert. Only when he has the mixed-up business with his head. When he's all right, we sit and talk about her real pleasantly. And he's been all right now more often than these 2 days.
Too late to take him back now.
No, it isn't, Bert.
I don't want to talk about it. All I have to say is what they'll do to me is nobody's business for having him here.
Well, Bert, you don't have anything to worry about. He promises you won't get into trouble. He says once he's in Washington, you won't have to... Bert, what's the matter?
He promised that, huh?
Yeah, he did, Bert. He says if I get him to Washington, nobody need know he was even here. Nobody.
How'd you get him there?
I drive him, Bert. I drive him. That's why I wanted you to get the pills, see? Those pills will make him sleep all the way right to the hospital, and then he'll just walk into the hospital and say, here I am.
And what'll you do?
Well, I guess I'll just go home, and we'll start living there again. Bert, this isn't a very nice way of living. Me up here at the cabin, and you driving back and forth from Washington every night. That's a trip, Bert, and you're getting on for making a trip like that every night. You have to watch yourself. Oh, Bert, you look very tired. And, Bert, I want to go home. I want you to come home for supper nights, and we work the garden, and I want...
You got it all planned, don't you, Bessie?
Yeah, Bert.
It's why you called me for the pills, you and him.
But it will work, Bert, because we have it all figured. Bert, oh! Bert, no, look out. You pushed the table. Bert, don't hit me. Don't do that again. Don't do it. Get away from me, Bert. Don't!
You betrayed me. You told somebody he's here. They're coming.
No, Bert, no, I didn't. Nobody knows.
You said he was in pain. I had to get the pills. I did. I went to the hospital. I took the chance. I was a dope. I walked right into it.
Bert, what are you going to do? Bert, let go of me. Let go of me.
I'm going to kill you because you told somebody. I'm taking care of him. I'm taking care of him. I'm looking after him. I've worked and slaved all these years.
Bert, darling.
I'm saving him from her and all of them trying to get the shipyard. I'm going to kill you, Bessie. I'm going to kill you.
Laura's at the wheel of her car. The spring air blows through her hair, and she feels very lighthearted. Stephen Grant beside her looks at her, not so lightheartedly, as he now says,
Laura, do me a favor like a good girl.
What is it, Stephen?
You stay at this town, whatever the name of it is, Mercury, and let me take the car.
To the cabin alone?
Yes.
No.
You're very stubborn, I must say.
We're coming into Mercury now.
Mm-hmm.
10 miles from here, we'll stop and ask the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it seems to me the Lake District would be northwest. Don't you think that would be the way to bear?
Laura.
Yes?
At least stay in the car while I go around the cabin and see what's going on.
Nothing will be going on, for goodness sake. You sound as if we were the FBI.
Yes, I know.
Have you a gun, Stephen, to make the picture complete?
Yes, I have.
Oh, Stephen, for heaven's sake. Look, this is a very simple situation. Oh, what headlights.
Oh, someone's in a hurry. Mercury, oh, there's a sign in the lake.
Well, that must be it. That road that other car came out of. Shall we try it?
All right.
Stephen, I know what's going on up here at the cabin. Bert Harris and his wife have been taking care of Peter and doing a very good job, no doubt. Poor Bert. Believing what Peter tells him about me.
Which
what?
Which might make Bert feel that he should bop you when he sees you coming up here to take Peter home.
Oh, he won't. Stephen, my heart couldn't be singing like this if everything weren't all right.
All right, Laura, I won't argue with you.
Oh, don't, because this is a very perilous road. I don't know it.
Sure is lake country.
And trout as big as... Well, very big trout up here, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Think we're lost?
We can go to the end of this road. There's a light.
All right, stop there and ask.
It might even be the cabin, Stephen.
Yes, Laura, it might.
Stephen, stop it. You sound frightened. What is there to be frightened of? Not Peter, not Bert, and certainly not Bessie. Why, I think this must be it, Stephen. Let's ask anyway.
What will be the result of this eager journey made by Laura Lawson? Ladies, if you'd like to say goodbye forever to needless heavy scrubbing and scouring, here's a way to do it. A way that can help you finish your work as much as 1/2 hour quicker a day, perhaps even more. In our new survey, almost 6,000 housewives were asked to compare Babbo with outmoded cleansers with the new post-war cleansers, too. And here's what the women who took part reported. That Babbo, on the average, saves almost 4 minutes in cleaning a bathtub, over 3 minutes in cleaning a kitchen sink, over 2 minutes in cleaning a frying pan. Total savings that add up, on the average, to more than 1/2 hour a day. Now, remember, these are time savings actually found in home tests. If you have a large family, think how Babbo can save you even more time than these women report. What's more, Babbo was voted safest for fine surfaces, most economical, too. Now, the reason for this preference is really very simple. For 90% of your daily scouring is caused by grease. And Babbo, unlike ordinary cleansers, was specifically created to dissolve grease. Thus, you simply wipe Babbo on. Dirt wipes off. It's easy, thorough, gentle. You're through in record time. So if you want to save time, switch to Babbo, voted fastest, safest, most economical. You'll want one can for the kitchen, another for the bathroom. Will be on the air at this same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbo, the grease dissolving cleaner. So tune in tomorrow. And meanwhile, change to Babbo and see how much easier your cleaning becomes.
If you'd like to market more pork for the dollars you spend for feed, accept this free offer. We'd like to send you a remarkable 48-page book on farm sanitation. It shows how to help raise healthier, heavier hogs, get bigger litters, have fewer losses. Also gives valuable sanitation advice to poultry raisers, dairy farmers. Just write to Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S, care of this station. Ask for free Lycon's farm book.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.